To know the nature of truth, one must know infinity. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. To know the nature of truth, one must know infinity. Now, what does that mean? What is the nature of truth? Well, the nature of truth is that which is. It is not that which we wish it to be. It is not that which we'd like it to be, but it's that which is. So, how do we know the nature of truth? We know the nature of truth when we know that we are divine. We know that we are the creator of our world. We know that we live forever. Now, in a couple of absolute monastery, absolute philosopher lessons in a few days, we will have, I live forever, and what does that mean? But for now, the absolute philosopher brings you this thought: to know the nature of truth, one must know infinity. Now, have you tried to know infinity? Have you tried to know what is infinite? Well, think about it. I think that a good example would be someone who owns infinity, or at least a good measure of it, and hasn't the vaguest idea of how much it is. There we come to Bill Gates again with his multi-billion dollars. If you asked Bill Gates, did he ever count his billions of dollars? He'd say no. You'd ask Bill Gates, does he know what it feels like to have $1 billion in your hand? He'd say, well, a billion actual dollars, you know, $100 million or something like that. No, I don't know what that is like because I have no interest in doing that. It's just that I have it. Well, why did you get this infinite amount of money? Didn't you have put the cause in motion to have it? Didn't you put the cause in motion to have all this money and have it to work with, do whatever you want to do with, to virtually own the universe if you chose to, if you didn't have the humility that you have? Wouldn't that be something? Why did you do that? And Mr. Gates would say, I didn't. Well, what did you do that got you the infinite amount of money? What did it do that made you the possessor of infinity virtually? Well, Bill would say to you, as he says to me, I like me, I enjoy being myself, and I enjoy doing what I am doing. I am not working at a job I don't like. I'm not working with people I don't like. I'm not working in an organization I don't like. I'm not working for something that I am not proud of. I'm not working for something that I don't believe in 100,000,000%. I just am me and believing in that. And that's the truth. Now, what did Bill Gates ever do something he didn't like? Of course. But does he have to do that now at any time in his life? No. Now he is at the point in his life where he does not have to ever do anything that is distasteful to him. Now you say, well, he might have to fire somebody. No, he doesn't have to fire anybody. He lets his staff take care of that. Ha, ha, ha. He might have to pay his bills. No, he doesn't. He doesn't have any bills. Whatever is owed to someone else for his benefit, the company pays that. The organization pays it. He has a staff of people to handle. He doesn't even have any idea how much money he spends in a day's time. He shouldn't care. He has so much money that he can't even begin to think of spending any sizable portion of it in any one day. I mean, unless he goes and buys a country, you know. If he goes over and buys Japan for his many billions of dollars, then he would know that he spent a great deal of money in one effort. But that's not his purpose. The truth of his nature, the truth, what is, to know the name of truth, the nature of truth, one must know infinity, okay? Can you think in your mind that anything that you would like to have and experience in your life, you can have? Can you think that anything that you would like to have and experience in your life, you could have? Anything. We saw Bruce Almighty. We saw Bruce Almighty. And Bruce Almighty had been listening to the television on which the show was saying that the actor would pull down the moon for his beloved and tie it up in a ribbon and give it to her. And so Bruce Almighty, who happened to be made God for a day, so to speak, was thinking of his sweetheart. Now, what could he do to impress his sweetheart? And so he threw a lasso a mental lasso around the moon and pulled it down to Earth, which messed up an awful lot of things, gravity-wise. But his sweetheart came out and saw the moon. She says, "My God." She didn't know she was really speaking to God. But, "My God, what have we here? I've never seen the moon so close. Well, reach out, you can touch it." But you see, that's infinity. That nothing is impossible, that nothing is beyond the reach of your imagination. Now, could you pull the moon down that close to impress yourself or some loved one? Yes. And could you, in your superior wisdom, have the moon come down and not affect anything other than the attention of your sweetheart? Could you bring that moon down and have it be really down, really there, and yet not have any effect on gravity, not have any effect on magnetism, not have any effect on anything other than just the person you're wanting to impress to look at it? Okay, now. You can conceive that. You can conceive that. It's in your power to do that, because if it's in your power to pull the moon down, it's in your power to do that too. But you see, should you want to do that, you would not be unwise, because you created the whole earth. If you're God, you created everything. And you know that other things affect other things. And you know that you do not put a magnet next to your computer. You do not put a magnet next to your floppy disk, your disk of any nature that use magnetic action to put things on them. And if you do, you mess it up. You rejiggle the magnetism of your disk. Okay. Being God, you don't forget those things. You don't accidentally lay a magnet on some beautiful computer disk that's got the story of your life in it. You don't do those things. Well, the same here. If you are touching infinity, if you're thinking infinity, well, take a trip with me now for just an instant, and let's go out beyond the universe. Let's go out beyond this universe, and let's have the ability to see all the other universes that are up there. That's quite a vision. So we look out there and we see all the other universes that are out there. We see them out there and we count them, and we can't count them because they're like stars. And we say, "Wow, wow." And then just for a moment, we go hop skipping around, like Joseph was telling us. He's a grasshopper hopping from star to star, or star to moon and earth and stuff like that. That's lovely. I mean, that's a creative imagination. That's an open consciousness. That's fantastic. Now, think of that for yourself. Think that you're skipping from universe to universe to universe. And what would you experience? You would experience whatever you chose to have in your consciousness to experience. You would be experiencing infinity. But you wouldn't know it's infinity, because once you know it's infinity, you are back in the consciousness that infinity exists, and it exists just as we have the allness and the isness and the oneness and the nothingness. If you are aware of the nothingness, you're not aware of the allness. And if you're aware of the allness, you're not aware of the nothingness. And if you're aware of the allness, you're not aware of uniqueness, of individuality, of an isness. And when you're aware of an isness, you're not aware of an allness anymore. So you see, the ability to know the nature of truth, you have to know infinity. And when you know infinity, truth has no nature anymore. Because all is, and all is who you are. And all is beautiful. And like I say, in a couple of evenings we're going to talk about I live forever, and what does that mean? Now, what does that really mean, that we live forever? Does that mean we stay in this particular body forever? We'll talk about that. But think about that. Some of you shake your head yes, some of you shake your head no. And you're both wrong. Because yes and no. Yes and no. And why can I say yes and no? Ingeborg, you want to give me the answer?
It's all what I think. All is possible.
Exactly. Whatever you think is what you experience. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Sylvie, do you believe that?
Yes.
It cannot be any different, can it? Mm-hmm. Ellen, do you believe that?
Of course, yes.
And why is it then that you believe something different?
I don't.
Well, no, I have the freedom to choose.
Yeah, why do you believe that when a person dies, they're not here anymore? Yeah. I mean, you have a mama who passed, and a papa who passed, and a husband who passed, and a bunch of other people. Are they still here? Now, what are they doing if they're here? And are they here so that you can be in contact with them? We'll talk about that in a couple of nights. Wow. But it gives us a start to think about it. Now, think about it. You know the nature of truth. To do that, you know infinity. To know infinity, you know the nature of truth. Because infinity encompasses the nature of truth. And the nature of truth encompasses infinity. Because you are the allness, the nothingness, the isness, and yet you can change your mind at any time and recreate whatever you have created in your consciousness to be whatever you want it to be. Just be aware of that, because that is exciting, and that's where we are. We are walking a very exciting path with the Absolute Philosopher. Pretty nice, huh? I wonder if there's a PhD, and what would an Absolute Philosopher be? APD? Absolute Philosopher. APD, yeah. APD. So wouldn't that be interesting, huh? Mm-hmm. So we would have
a new degree,
the Absolute Philosopher. But really, that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. And that's what all of us are, is the Absolute Philosopher. But we haven't taken credit or responsibility for it. And perhaps now we'll start doing that. Mm-hmm. So you all have a lovely evening. Think beautiful thoughts. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.